this with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. It's this with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Hey everybody, it is August 17th, 2017, it's Geeks Next Door episode 73, and I just got done playing a Warwick Earth, making everybody wait for me. Sorry about that, guys. What's going on this evening? How's everybody feeling?
What's up, Chris?
I don't know, I was like 19 and 7 or something with Warwick, I fucking carried that shit.
No shit.
You had that Janna helping.
Janna was cool. She was cool.
Yeah, she was putting them shields on. Yeah, I watched. I was like, look at them shields.
That was later on. Laning phase, me and Galio, whew, forget about it. We just fucking fuck some shit up. Nice. Twitch was in the game. I outdamaged him. I mean, you know, he's strong, but he ain't no Warwick, so that's all I'm saying.
That's true.
A good Twitch would have eaten you alive.
I think Josh was playing Twitch, actually.
Twitch, yeah.
Well, maybe Josh needs to work on his Twitch play.
Definitely needs to work on his Twitch play. Okay, so what are we talking about tonight? What's on the agenda? I see 1 point for Gryffindor and 10 points for Hufflepuff, and that's all I see.
It's not the real Hufflepuff.
Right, it's more Huffy. Ryan said some funny things, so he got 1 point for me.
I see.
And then Adam gave 10 points to Dave for some reason.
Because Dave got back on Skype.
I was always on Skype, it just my video was messed up.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
So, Ryan, you mentioned this the other day, and I was going to bring up on the podcast as well, but the Netflix CEO dude started something called MoviePass, which basically says $10 a month, you can go to as many movies as you want. They subsidize the ticket price. Good shit happens. It used to be $30 a month, and Tuesday it dropped to $10. And I noticed it was on Reddit, so their website was crashed. So, like, whenever you're trying to go there, people are like, fuck yeah, we're signing up for this shit. But did anybody look into if it actually, like, the theaters around us or how it works if you're going online ticketing or anything like that?
I haven't found anything about the online ticketing because basically you get a card, and they swipe the card, and it takes, you know, and let's just say that you did it. But if you want to buy multiple seats, you can't buy, I don't think it would work.
You only can do one person at a time?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I think you're correct. So that is one small, that's a limitation. Yeah. It is a limitation.
Wait, why would you be able to buy multiple seats?
No, I'm just saying, we usually buy seats all at once, right?
Oh, I see.
Especially reserve seating. So if I have to buy mine with my card and then you have to buy yours with your card, it makes it harder to get seats together and get them all at once. So I do see that limitation, which kind of sucks a little bit. It'd be nice. There is an app. It'd be nice if you could like somehow join accounts with an app or something and be like, all five of these accounts would like to buy tickets now.
That'd be interesting, but I can see it totally backfiring.
How?
Okay, so I go see a movie and without you guys, and I buy like my like fake friends. I don't have any other friends but you five.
I know that's true, you don't. But that doesn't really help you at all. Well, I know it does.
No. But then
I can see you're
Dave,
right. It can be
Dave comes in like 10 minutes later and buys like 10 more or like
but,
five more tickets.
No. If the tickets are joined, then those five accounts can only have five tickets. It doesn't matter who fucking tries to buy them.
Well, okay, so an hour later then.
It's still one a day.
You only get one. Yeah.
I don't think you could exploit it that way, but you could exploit it and be like, well, Adam's going to go see a movie. I'm going to join it with these five accounts, and then I'm going to bring, instead of these five people, my mom's. Well, that's it right there because you're four moms. And then that's, you know what I mean? You could exploit it that way. If you didn't have to show like an app or something at the theater.
Right. Yeah, other than that, someone has already made an app that shows all the theaters around us that are accepting it. And it's all the AMCs, it's the Icon, it's the Rio. It's basically all the theaters that we would go to.
Yeah, it seems like it's like they got shit on board for it. Because why would you not if you're a movie theater? You're like, people are not coming to our theaters, and they're basically just coming into our theater and buying concessions. Why would, and then, and you're going to subsidize the ticket price too? So where's the downside?
I'd like to understand how their business works.
Netflix? You know? Well, you watch movies, you pay them
no,
money.
No, movie pass. Because I wonder how much they pay the movie theaters for the movie.
So,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do they get a discount, and how much is it? Because I wouldn't be surprised. They're essentially a giant customer that goes to a bajillion movies. So yep. They probably have worked out a discount, and it's probably different depending on the theater.
Sure.
And they've negotiated it probably individually. But I'm just curious. Like,
well, how much profit do you think they make per ticket?
Movie theaters?
Yeah.
It's pretty high.
Yeah.
But I thought most of it goes to, like, the agency, the actual people who make the movie. Doesn't the movie theaters actually make very little on the actual ticket?
And I thought that was the case.
I mean, that's the myth, right? The myth has always been that the movie theaters make very little money on the ticket, and they make all their money on concessions. That's why a pop is $7. But I don't know if that's actually still the case, or if that's just the myth that people always said.
It's a good question. I also wonder how that works, because you could do it two ways. You could pay to have the right to play a movie, and it could be a flat fee. But then the problem with that is movies that flop. There's no protection against horseshit movies. You pay full price for a horseshit movie, and you don't make money. I would be surprised if they get royalties.
I don't think that's the way it goes.
It says about 20-25% is typically what it gets on the dollar.
Okay.
So,
I thought the production
companies got most of the money. That's why when they say this movie has made $6 billion, you're like, most of that is the production company.
Yeah, because the studio leases the movie to the theater, so that they're paying the production company to show the theater or to show the movie. That's why if a movie bombs, they pull they take it out of their theater as quick as possible and try to get another one in there. That makes sense to me.
Okay. Right. Huh. So,
but and I wonder if it's on like a how when you buy your house, your first bunch of payments for a long time are like mostly interest, and as it like goes down, you're paying more on the
premium.
So maybe the longer the movie is in the theater, right? It's like the more they pay to the studio, and then as it's in the theater longer and longer and longer, they get to like a larger percentage of it.
Because I bet there's probably a set lease price.
Yep. And once they've hit that lease price, anything after that, there, it's good. Yeah. So.
Could be.
And I think it's going to work the same way, like those free to play games work, where it's like what they want to do. It's like they know there's going to be those few people, those relatively few, that like take tons of advantage and like, I'm going to go see 20 movies this fucking month. And then there's the few that are like, I'm going to see 4 movies. They're still losing. And then there's the people who go, I see, I like the idea of it. And they're like, oh man, we should get this. And then they end up seeing like 3 movies a year.
And then forgetting about it and keep paying for it.
Okay, so in our heyday, when Dave was cool, we would see movies pretty much every weekend. This was a really good deal. But like these days, we see maybe one movie a month, maybe. And I bet you that's stretching it. And that's not Adam. That's Adam. Adam sees like 4 movies a year. We might see like...
I see more than that.
Really? One a quarter.
If it's a Marvel movie or a Star Wars movie,
I'd
totally...
That's 4 movies a year. That's what I just said. So I bet we would get to maybe 9 if we count. Like how many... If we would go through this year, I bet in the theater we're probably over around 7, maybe 6. I could be wrong, but just feels like it's not as... strong as it used to be. I mean, it'd still be useful, don't get me wrong.
It's also kind of a down year, though.
I disagree, son.
Yeah.
I disagree, sir.
It's a down year for Adam.
How much does it cost at the Icon, for example?
$11.53.
Okay, so you actually do end up saving. Even if you account for the fact it costs a little bit more, you save some money.
For one movie a month.
Right, for one movie a month. You come out ahead.
$1.50
ahead. So how many would you need? Let's just do some math.
Basically...
11.53.
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
Times 12. That's how much... It's $140 if you go once a month without the pass. And if you do...
You have to go to like...
$9.95 was it?
It's $10.
Yeah.
Yeah, so $10. So you save $10. So you maybe could get away with missing one month.
Yeah, you could. So you got still make money.
You only
got
to
sure.
Yeah. So or right. come out even. It's pretty doable, but it does beg the question of, is it worth it? Because in the worst case, you would lose, you know, $30 or something like that, and in the best case, you would maybe make $20. You know, it's not crazy, but we went religiously or two times a month, you could be really come out well ahead.
I think there was one year where we saw like 30 movies, and that would be, you know, that's where you're making your money.
Of things I've seen in the theater, I'm at 13 right now.
Really?
This year?
Yeah. Yep, because I have, Hidden Figures. I have...
Fuck that movie.
Well, I'm saying I saw it.
I know, I didn't.
Okay. I saw John Wick 2, The Great Wall, Logan. I saw Beauty and the Beast. I saw Ghost in the Shell. I saw Fate of the Furious. I saw... Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I saw Wonder Woman. I saw Baby Driver. I saw Spider-Man Homecoming. Me and Ryan went and saw War of the Planet of the Apes. We saw Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. And then we're basically up to date.
Okay, so I've seen
10. That's 11, right?
Yeah, Ryan's at 11 because of the stupid ape movie.
And I probably saw maybe one or two family movies that I can't think of.
Yeah,
I saw
same here.
Captain Underpants.
Kick it up one more. We saw Split. Split came out in
that's
January.
That's true. Yeah.
So that would pay for itself.
Right, so...
And we're halfway through the year, right? So, and we have big movies coming up that I know I'll see. So you're right. I think I underestimate how many we actually see. It's a lot less than we used to see. That's why it feels.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Even at that, I'm at 7.
Jesus Christ. I would have said you're at 13.
Out of your 13. So lick me.
Yeah. So the main factor stopping me from doing this right now is the ease of getting our tickets together online in advance. Because we always pretty much buy advance, right? The only time we don't is when we're going to the small weird theater that I think is the best theater so far. We've never really got advance on there. Well, I think we did once, actually. So.
Oh, dude! Look at Ryan's head. Look at his face going like when he's all like,
"It's not Ryan's theater. He doesn't buy it or have upkeep."
I'm laughing because I knew how much that would irk Dave, and I'm laughing that why did Chris throw that that grenade into the conversation?
Why? It's a theater. It's a fucking good theater. They have pizza, reclinable chairs, and we get to choose our fucking seats, and it's cheaper. Why is it bad? Just because it's different?
Don't forget about the bread sticks with fucking cheese in them.
Oh, not Bosco sticks.
Bosco sticks, baby.
No, it's because it's so close to Ryan's house.
That's okay. I like Ryan. He's a good guy.
Not a bad thing. But, not a negative. That's only a positive for me and a neutral for other people.
No, it's a negative for me. It's further from my house.
How much further? Well, like 2 miles, maybe?
Yes.
Exactly. No, that's my point.
I'm going to map it. I bet you it's actually faster to get there.
It's closer for me. I like it.
Hey, Dave, dude, you shut your goddamn mouth.
I'm with Dave on this one because the icon is closer to my house.
Boom. A-dubs, finally.
It's about equal distance, but for me and Dave, it's about the same more distance, and I don't feel it, because you get to stop at that gas station, you get to pick up a fucking drink, you get to go in, it's good shit. So.
Let me put it this way. I go, and it's all right-hand turns. That's all I
Okay, so...
And another bonus, you don't have to drive by that fucking Crave place and where everybody is parking's better. There's a lot of goods about... Don't get me wrong, Icon will be my love for a long time. I'll fondle the shaft and spill the gravy. But I like the new one, too. I think it's superior in many ways.
I actually don't mind it at all.
I know, but it seems like you're always like...
Well, I don't mind it at all, but there was a part of me that liked that Ryan actually had to leave a little bit earlier.
Well, that's true.
So
this is just opening the door for Ryan to sneak in his watch and say, oh, I still got a couple minutes.
You know, what is it? Like, yeah, we've been there, you know, probably like 4 times, and we've always beaten Ryan there still, and he's like a half a mile away. He should be able to run that distance.
They have a better rewards program, too. I've already earned a free theater free movie there.
It's a... Cool. Yeah, I think because it's smaller, it does have that. But...
It is 1 minute faster to get there for you, but I'll grant it's
the freeway.
One mile further. Because
it's the freeway.
Yeah, but that's pretty good.
Wait, how can it be a mile faster? That doesn't make any sense.
Mile further?
Yeah, well, how can it be a minute faster?
Right hand turn.
You're on the same.
Right hand turn.
You're on the same road.
Right.
Oh, no, he goes further down, don't you, to get to 100.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yep, okay. I have to go further down to go 100.
Well, not if you. Yeah. All right, whatever.
So
he's got to cut farther west to get to 169, basically.
Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't take 169.
Well, he should, because that's the fastest route.
Not if he's going to my house to pick my ass up.
Right. There are rules.
Oh,
see, like,
I
now,
see, yeah.
See, now the rules have, like, it's all messed up. So, but right, like Ryan, if you had like you know, when those bikers or you're racing or someone, and you're like have like that, you hand out the waters and drinks. If you just have like Amber walk out to the side of the freeway and like hold out drinks, so when we flew past your house, that we could grab drinks and stuff.
It's true.
Oh, I don't know if that would work, but.
Why? I've seen you could hop that fence.
Throw
them
over the edge.
So I'm still trying to figure out how to get. I think you could probably do it if they allow online stuff. You could be like, all right, let's all order our tickets tonight. It's Thursday night. We'll fucking order our tickets. Ready? I'll get H1. You get H2. You get H3. You get H4. We'll put in our shit.
Yeah.
And you
it would just take a little
it.
Bit of plan.
Right. It's, right. It takes a little bit more planning. You're right.
It would be a pain in the ass.
Thank you, Ryan, for calling it out.
it would be kind of
now,
fun.
It might be okay if we all... Well, see, that wouldn't work.
But there's how many times is it like, hey, it's like 1 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, and you say, who wants to go to this movie? All right, cool. I'm ordering tickets in 2 hours. Everyone get back to me. And then, like, you're already ordering the tickets, and then Ryan goes, I'm in, and one for my brother. And then you're like...
Later, it's like, oh, wait, no, Jason's out.
Jason's not coming.
But don't worry, I'll get somebody to come.
Somebody, right?
Yeah, it sucks. Maybe I'll even write them. I'll be like, we'd love to use your service if you could figure out how a bunch of us can order online together simultaneously. And maybe
for
they have a way around
seating.
It. I don't know. For reserve seating. Okay, well, that's
like,
enough about MoviePass.
Like, yeah, if it was like a thing where you like got all your tickets into a group, and then you're like, all right, cool, enter your payment thing. You were like, typed in the one code, and it went, okay, that take one's off there, type in the next code, took it off. And it just kept taking the codes off.
And they do have an app. I heard the app's really janky, like it crashes a lot and shit, but maybe they'll do something like that. So,
The other thing I heard is that it's not actually unlimited. So,
it's
for example, well, there's the one-a-day thing, but I've also heard some say that you can only go a certain amount of times a month. This link shows AMC theaters say only $9.99. Well, no, actually, I don't know what that's saying. But there's like, I think there might be different rules depending on the theater, and they might be subtle, and I'll look into it. I'm curious.
Yeah, but in that situation, fucking jump ship and go to a different theater.
Yeah, but
like,
I mean, try telling Dave that. Fuck, bite your head off.
One's a minute closer. I think it'll be okay.
See, well, if we're going to...
AMC's always been sticklers.
If they work it out, like, just, like the big movies, if you just went for, like, Star Wars is, like, pretty good.
Is that considered a pass, though? Would they restrict?
No, I'm saying it says right on there, right on the front page,
no
blackout
restrict.
Dates. See a new 2D movie every day, even go on opening night.
So 2D movie.
Can't be 3D.
And they don't have a thing where you can add that, because that would be kind of cool if they would do that. You like, okay, swipe your card. All right, cool. It paid for the two day. Right, you paid the extra $3 to see it in 3D if you really wanted to, or whatever to see it in IMAX.
Right, because that's good. We didn't mention those limitations. Is only 2D, no IMAX, which honestly is fine. But sometimes you want to see, like, I think Valerian would have been pretty good in 3D. Actually, I think it would have been interesting to watch in 3D. And they claim 91% apparently of movie theaters cover they take their shit, which is a lot.
That's cool.
Right.
Can I use MoviePass to buy more than one ticket at a time? No. When you select a show on your MoviePass debit card, is loaded with funds equal to the price of a single adult. Yeah. See, it's that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have to buy it through MoviePass?
No, but I don't think so. You have to use your little card, and you can use that card as payment as long as they accept debit cards.
Oh.
Because basically, it loads, once you decided, it loads the price onto your debit card. You use that debit card to purchase the ticket.
That's high-tech shit. So they must actually know by where the, you know, where the charge is coming from. They must be able to look it up and say, that's an AMC, and it's for $12, which is the appropriate price for a one ticket at this time. So we will accept it, and then the credit goes through, and then they somehow, when the next transaction comes through, when you go to, like, Holiday to try to buy some candy or some shit, it must go, this doesn't look like an AMC. But that's interesting. Actually, that makes me wonder if you could hack it for the purpose of buying. Like, look at, like, say I got bought one of those little square cards. You know, those things that card readers that you can take payment as a small business, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I registered, like, basically my information that I want to display when you buy from me. You know, I'm going to say, like, you bought candy, so it's going to show, like, it could show candy, or it could say AMC movie ticket. And then I could collect that money and essentially every day collect $9 for the cost of $9 a month.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking crazy, man. Pretty sure that's illegal, but maybe not.
You go right and unhack that, and when you go to jail and federal pound you in the ass prison for hacking, we'll come visit you. A couple of invitations that I found interesting. You can't go to the same movie twice. It won't pay for it.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay.
And
how can it tell that? That's to me, I don't understand how. So, like, for example, this AMC's got this letter that says, we don't like MoviePass. But then people say, we don't know how they're going to stop you because you can't tell if it's a MoviePass. And they can't tell if it's a MoviePass because it's kind of like a regular debit card. So if it's kind of like a regular debit card, how does a debit card know what movie you're going to?
Well, so it's on the app, right? And you must have to purchase through that. When you order, I don't know, it must load it up to tell you what you're purchasing.
Yeah, weird.
AMC's weird. They said that, I mean, their whole reason for not supporting it is I think that people get used to it, and then it's not a sustainable business model. And once people are used to paying nothing for movies, they'll stop going to movies because once it goes out of business.
All right.
I see. Yeah, they don't want the 99-cent apps to happen to movies because this company tried something bold and then ran out of money.
Right. And I almost agree with them that I don't know how they sustain this. Like, it seems you basically, right, there has to be enough people that don't see a movie in a month where you net that $10, right? Unless you could unless you could do advertising through the apps and stuff. I guess, I mean, there's shit you can do. Netflix is smart. Guy who made Netflix is smart. I don't think he'd throw his money into something that's just, like, obviously going to fail.
Right. And it says they are working on a family plan, and that might be the easiest way to do it eventually.
That would be cool.
So the process is, you go to the theater, you check in the app, which then loads the correct amount of money onto your card, and then use the MoneyPass credit card.
Okay.
You can't do it prepaid.
No, you can.
You can't do it online.
You can. You have to just basically, the theater you have must support the e-ticketing. You pick your seats, you get the e-ticket on your screen, and then you show that screen to the theater staff.
Ah, so that makes sense.
Yep.
Because what they're doing is building an API to all the different websites and basically acting like a customer buying tickets on your behalf. And then they can track it. Yeah. So that makes total sense. But then I don't understand why you have a card. They say you get sent a card. Is that just because it looks cool?
It's a debit card.
Right.
But you can only use it on their site.
No, the card can be the card will be used at theaters that do not support the e-ticketing stuff, like the smaller theaters and stuff, where you can't pre-purchase tickets and stuff like that.
That's the one where I don't understand how they can prevent you from going to this. Maybe in those cases where they don't have e-tickets, or if you use the card, they can't stop you from seeing the same movie multiple times, because then how would they know what movie you're seeing?
Right, and they did say, I mean, if you really want to see the same movie, just buy something else and go into that theater, right? I mean, like you did in the old days.
Still do.
And a lot of companies, the movie companies that are okay with this, are saying it will give us a better understanding of when people buy tickets, like so they know, like, how, like, people purchase their tickets. Are they purchasing them singly? Or are they trying to purchase them in groups? Because a lot of people, that is what they're saying. They're like, I want to be able to big movies like Star Wars, I'm not going to be able to go opening night because I cannot buy my tickets for that movie same day. Because those movies are going to be sold out already.
Yeah. I don't know. I think movie theaters should be fucking all up in people's asses to try to get into those doors. Because no matter...
It's true.
I mean, honestly, I think they could probably just say, pay us $4 for a goddamn movie and then go in and get some concessions, which we make 90% profit on. And that's where we make our goddamn money.
Hmm.
It's true.
It's very interesting.
Damn true.
Right.
It's really interesting.
You see, they're saying, like, if AMC wants to block MoviePass, they may have to stop accepting MasterCard. Because I guess the MoviePass card is a MasterCard. But it's like, it preloads with the right amount of money and all that stuff, so...
Kind of like a Visa gift card.
Yep.
Because you can reload those.
Yep.
I think they'll be fine with it. I think they just were issuing a warning, being like, we don't agree with this, fuck you. Okay, not MoviePass. We'll get into that later. Maybe somebody will purchase it and give it a try or something. I don't know. I would be willing to get it and then say, whoever's getting tickets that week, let me know where you're going and I'll fucking buy a ticket right next to you, kind of a thing. It might be hard for big movies like Star Wars, two-week early movies. Yes. That would be. I don't know if you could use it for that. So.
Yeah, but the weird thing is I don't see how you couldn't, because you are buying a ticket that is assigned like a date, like a computer date, so it knows when that ticket is good. So you think the computer would be able to go and grab that and say like, okay, cool. Now on this date, if you try and go see another movie that you've already pre-gotten your tickets, it would go like, nope, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, I misspoke. Obviously you can do that, but it would be impossible to do that while it's getting the correct number of seats in this correct person.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I'm sure you can do that otherwise.
Ryan, you should just write an app that allows everybody, all five of us, to do it all at once.
Fuck yeah, and then sell it to Paizo. Let's do this shit.
Sounds easy.
That's so funny.
All right, should we talk Game of Thrones real quick, or does somebody else have something else before that?
All right, so I just got back.
Adam has just watched it.
Yeah, I just watched it, like, I got back in town at, like, 6:30, put the kid, like, fed the kid, put him down.
Why did Joy?
Why was that on you? We were unpacking shit and
it's
we do it jointly.
It's a fucking family unit. Jesus Christ. Whoever can. Fuck this guy, man. I'm going to hang up.
So, 8:30 rolls around. We watch the show. I'm fresh. I'm like, I have to watch it tonight. So,
all right,
let's
do
this.
Well, then you should start. It's fresh in your mind.
Yeah.
What do you think of the episode? Tell us some shit that happened that you thought was cool.
Okay, so I guess I'm like, I told Dave, or to Dave and Ryan this, when did they get a cleric in the fucking game? And Dave said, Thorian? Is that his name?
No, Thorismir.
Thorismir? I'm like, not fucking Thorismir.
Thorismir.
Mir, right.
That's what I said, Thorismir.
Because he's got a warhammer.
Gendry's got a warhammer, makes him a cleric, right?
Or a dwarf.
Either way, I'm like, fucking A, this is the best character I've seen yet. And I forgot he's already been seen.
It is cool that he has a warhammer. He has never been seen with a warhammer.
Yeah, I laughed out loud and giggled a little bit when he fucking picked up his warhammer. And Amy's like, what? And I'm like, that's just fucking awesome.
And he can swing it, too. I mean, the way he was able to swing it, that was pretty cool.
That just sounded cool. And he can swing it too.
Yeah,
sounds like something you can say like about any situation.
Guards were just there so that he could swing the fucking hammer.
They were there to collect their money too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tyrion had some bad timing there. You know, like, well, we're just about to talk these guards bugging us, and here comes the imp.
Wasn't that like 3 years ago? How many fucking imps are in the world? How many midgets are in the world? Like four?
Well, that's what was funny. It's like, we've been looking for a dwarf like you.
For like 3 years.
Well, they're actually with the scar. They said like
the scar.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
And he was dressed nicely, and he's a conspicuous dwarf.
Yeah, he's not. You want to not go places with him. You're going to be found out.
Right.
All right.
So, Joy's comment on that scene was, why didn't they take the gold? They just ran away. Like,
oh yeah, why didn't they take the gold back?
They take the gold. Okay.
Oh yeah, good call. Fucking Joey, good call.
Because that's like 30 gold. That's expensive.
Yeah.
How much gold do you have?
But it's like 30 gold to, like, you guys right now. You're like, I don't know, I'll throw 100 gold at the kid and tell him to deliver my message to my friend up next bar.
You're like, no, sir. Come paint me a picture of my long deceased shifter friend. It doesn't matter. You're just like, whatever. What else? Can you tell us some stuff?
Alright, so we find out fucking it was Bran. Not Bran. Gronn. That saved Jamie Lannister.
Yeah, good call. Uh-huh.
That's good. Uh-huh. And Dave put a drawing up that said that fucking rivers can run deep. So
No. It's like they talk about it in the book. They're like, this particular river, it like starts off with the, you know, like it's called the River of Mander, and they're like, the upper reaches of the Mander are muddy and rough, and are only shallow drafted, so boats can only go so far. But once you get near Highgarden, they settle down, become clear, so they're easily navigable by deep sea vessels.
Whatever, he retconned that shit.
That's pretty right? Good, man. I'm doing props. Nice work.
Right. The fact that it's like that he wrote that, and they were like, you know what, Glenn, we're going to make sure that this happens. That's pretty cool to me.
Mm-hmm.
My thought is, why the fuck did he still have his hand? Why didn't he, like, that thing had to be, like, he had to be going down with his hand.
They fucking swam in 70 pounds of armor, for Christ's sake.
Right?
That's true.
I'm not worried about the armor, it's the fucking hand.
And how far away were they? Were they surface?
River like, current.
Really?
I thought they walked along the bottom, because that's the easiest way you're getting out of that shit with all that armor
on. Like, they walked like data yes, across the fucking, exactly. Whatever.
Maybe they were saved by a river dolphin. You ever think of that?
Well,
but dolphins are evil. They're evil.
I was gonna say, yeah, according to you, the river dolphin would have finished them off.
Well, the river dolphin may have realized that these two warriors would have killed more than they could kill at this time, and so in their great evilness, they might have released them to the world.
Yes.
So,
I liked when the fucking... I know, I'm ignoring Ryan. I liked when fucking... He's like, he's just a blacksmith. That's this guy. He's like, no, I'm the fucking son of Robert Baratheon. This
that
is
was
who I
the
am.
Best part.
And my fucking dad great. Knew your dad, and they were buddies. We should be friends, too.
I'm right. A bastard.
That was awesome, meet cute.
See, that was cool, but I like just a little bit before when he's all like, all right, I know it's been a long time and you're in hiding. Are you ready to go? He's like, we gotta go. And he's like, okay. And he just grabbed his shit and was like, ready.
I've been waiting for fucking months here. Come on.
Right.
I mean, he explained himself, which is good.
It's like a great like speech about to happen. Fuck that, I'm out.
Right. Yeah, I thought that was really good. I really liked... go ahead, Ed.
Well, he's got a blacksmith now who might be able to make some weapons with the Dragonstone.
Yeah, but he doesn't care. He's like, nah, I'm just going to go north of the wall with you anyway. I just want to fight. I don't want to make weapons. I just want to fight. Give me my hammer.
He's bored.
I think he made a good reference. He's like, you don't need a fucking blacksmith with a weapon like that. I see what's on your side there. You'll be fine.
Hmm.
I don't know. I thought the pace... Okay, so this was obviously like a setup episode, right? Not a lot of action and stuff, really. I think only four people died, which has got to be close to a low for the series.
It still was fairly rapid, though.
No, that's the thing. It went really fast. They had, like, ideas and executed those ideas and finished the ideas all within one episode and multiple times, which I thought was interesting. They're like, let's sneak into fucking King's Landing, do this shit, and get out. Okay, they did that. Let's go north of the wall. Okay, we did that.
On our way.
Like they traveled really fast.
It's like they
we need an adventurer.
Like, yeah, they just did. Okay.
Like Bran, like warging all those ravens was really cool, and then having them fly, and the Night King just go, and they all scattered.
Yeah,
that was. Hey, I like Cersei knowing, and it's all like, oh yeah, I knew he was coming.
Yeah,
and it's all like,
yeah,
just don't lie to me again. When she's all like. There's a part of me that I don't know if she's pregnant or
not. Of course not. Well, yeah. Of course we don't know, I should say.
Right. But there's all a part, right. Because what better way to keep someone that you can feel like you're losing control, losing a little bit, but by saying something that he loved more than anything. Yeah,
we've totally all used it. We've all used it in the past, been like, don't make me out pregnant.
It's like, Ryan, okay. I'm pregnant.
So I think she's not. I'm going to even go that far. And that's going to be the straw that, you know, where he can switch sides when he finds out the truth.
That's so hard, though. She can just be like, I lost it. What are you going to do? You know?
Yep.
Right.
I've been pregnant many times, I'm loose.
I could see her slipping and being like, Jamie, there was no kid. You should be helping me. You're a fucking Lannister.
Yeah.
Father, we're ashamed of you. And then, like, he goes, no kid, and, like, everything else kind of blacks out as she keeps screaming. And then he's, like, walks out, fucking brandishing his sword, like, kind of confused. And then, like, kind of turns into the Hound for a little bit, wandering the land. And then he decides he's going to kill everyone he sees. I don't know what's going to happen next. The story will be written, but it's going to be pretty cool.
Not a woman. Right. Not a woman.
I did like the eyes of Daenerys at the beginning when she's realizing that Drogon likes Jon Snow.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my god, she's like having an orgasm on top of the dragon.
She had the sweet ass lady boner. She was all like, oh, look at that shit.
Moist.
I was falling more and more in love with her face there. I don't really know. I thought it was like amused or bemused or really? Some sort of muse.
I read, watch this. Oh, no. I'm going to cow this bitch into submission.
Yes, exactly.
Holy fuck. What the? Oh my god. Oh!
Right.
Yep.
And just totally. Before that, we had the old Tarly saying, like, hey, I ain't going to give in.
Poor Dickon. Fuck, he was my favorite. That guy was awesome.
Last a little bit longer. Rickon.
Hey, did, is it known, I think it says it in the books, but I don't know if it's known in the show, in this universe, like, that only Targaryens can ride dragons? Or is that something that's not a known thing?
I didn't know until you guys said it.
Only Targaryens have ridden dragons, but there have been people who rode dragons in, like, that old continent that got blowed up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't believe that as a universal truth. I don't accept that as... I wouldn't be surprised if it's stated that as a thing.
It's been stated in the books, but not on the show, I think.
Has it been stated in the books?
I don't know. Here's what's stated in the books.
No.
The fucking curtain was so beautiful, it was made by 14,000 billion people on the continent of blah, 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 where it rains 14 days a week. And then, shut up, fuck.
But no, I'm saying, like, throughout the history that we know... Like, only Targaryens have ridden dragons. So it's not saying that only Targaryens can, but only Targaryens have.
Right.
Are they dragon riders? Like, dragon riders of Pern type of thing?
I knew the next word out of your mouth was going to be Pern.
Pern.
I was like, watch this. Ab's going to bring up Pern.
Yeah.
Everybody's read that book, and everybody loves that
fucking
book.
Fucking everybody hates Pern.
But, so I thought that, that thing was really cool. What I really liked was when they were fucking when he went back north with all of his stuff.
And I like when they were fucking too.
Yeah, when they got to basically the Snowicide Squad together to go back.
The Avengers, man.
No, that's they know that they're probably gonna lose. Yeah. Oh, and Jorah came back, and it was all like, hey, what's up? I'm the Dothraki guy. I'm totally making myself look really big in frame. Hopefully there's not someone walking behind me.
Yeah.
When Tyrion gave him the coin back, Jorah the coin back, who's going to die in this situation? Is it Tyrion or is it Jorah?
Okay, my theory...
Who gave who the coin Jorah. Back?
Tyrion gave it back to him.
Gave Jorah back a coin.
Remember and it was from the coin from the fucking season where they were sold into slavery and shit like that.
Right.
Yeah. I think that quest is cool. They're like, we now have 6 members of our adventuring party. Are we ready to go? We all kind of hate each other. Oh, that's okay, but we need to do something. All right, let's do this shit.
Right.
That was just a cool scene. Like, you're a Mormont? Yeah. Well, fuck.
I just like, I know you guys, Gendry. I know you guys. You guys who sold me to these guys, and they wanted to kill me for my blood.
Yeah.
And they're just like, eh.
It's like a motley crew.
Right.
And then they start speaking about the fucking, like, Lord of Light. And that was
none of them are really bad, which is...
I know.
I guess they kind of dislike each other because they've been on different sides of things, but like none of them were actually bad, which is why I think they can come together.
Right.
You know, like it was not like one of them just like went out and like murdered for sport and like laughed
brother
and,
or something. Yeah.
I did like the Beric Dondarrion line where he's all like, "Death is the first enemy and the last enemy, and it always wins. Yet we always fight." I was like, that's cool. They always fight against death.
So which queen do we have to convince to do what?
Right. The one who rides dragons or the one who fucks your brother.
Who said that? Was that
Thorin? Giant's
Thorin.
Giant's
Man.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Did you bring the big woman?
The big woman. Oh, God. It's so good.
The only thing that's sad is, okay, so next week is the second to last, which historically is a fighting one, a battle one.
Yep.
I think we're going to lose half that group, honestly. I really do. At least.
Okay.
No.
We talked about it at work. I think Jon Snow is protected by plot armor because he's too integral to plot. It's like, so he can't die.
It's the most powerful of armor, plot armor.
It is. It is like, it's all like the, he's protected by plot armor.
The Hound is probably protected.
Oh, the Hound can die.
I think Mormont's going to die.
I think Mormont is gonna be turned into the White, and they're gonna bring him back.
That'd
be interesting.
It could be the Hound too. The undead Hound can fight his undead brother.
Dead brother, which is kind of cool, because I think what's gonna happen is whatever Beric is gonna get chopped down, and Thoros of Myr is gonna do one last resurrection. And then Thoros of Myr is gonna get cut down. So Beric is basically like, he's on his last life.
Do you think we're going to see Brandon Stark, the uncle?
Fuck yeah, we are, and he's going to get shitload of points.
I think he's going to ride in to save the day.
You don't know how many points he's going to get. Him and the Night King are going to come out with like a billion points next week.
I'll take a billion points.
I don't know. Jon Snow and fucking Jorah are going to kill Nightwalker or White Walker.
Sure, they're going to get 50 points for that, but
you get up to 50 points.
The Night King is going to fucking get named kills like constantly. Like, yeah, half of them are going to go down.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's a part of me that thinks, like, Benjen will show up, and then he's like, ha-ha, I know how we're going to fight, and, you know, that's all happening. And then all of a sudden, like, one of the dragons is going to show up.
I don't know. We'll see. It looks interesting. It looks like a fun episode where a lot of people are going to get hurt and die, and several people will be sad. It's one of those ones where I think people would record, fucking videos of reactions. Like they did when Jon Snow died, and they're like, oh my god!
I do not know why Jon Snow is leading this small band, though. That, to me, seems like he should be with his armies more.
Agreed.
You know, like, he's putting too much at risk.
Yep.
But, you know, but throughout the whole series, he's been this type of loner, I'm just going to go and do it. I'm going to take care of it myself.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he has to keep doing it. Fuck you, go back home. Because let me tell you, Littlefinger's plotting to take over your fucking kingdom.
Oh, that made me really, really uncomfortable. Like, in the sense, like, I'm worried about Arya and Sansa.
Okay.
I'm worried about them. I'm worried about them getting messed with.
The sisterhood is destroyed.
See, the thing is, I think, like, the one spot, like, she's standing there, and she's completely, basically, lit up. I'm wondering if Arya is making, like, hid just well enough so, like, Littlefinger saw her.
I don't think so. Like, I wish that was the case, but I think he's just one step ahead of her.
She's trained by the greatest assassins
in
the world.
And she's 14. He's fucking been doing it for decades. I think he's just
he
one
might
step
be really
ahead
good.
Of her. You know?
But it would be cool, Dave, I'm with you, if it turns
too.
Out, if it spins and Arya was like doing the double con.
Yep.
And like knew what he was up to. It actually like had the maester's face or something. It was like, ha-ha, I knew what you went when you asked for that.
I still think him getting killed by Arya wearing Catelyn Stark's fucking face would be fucking so good.
You have to have that body, don't you? I mean, have they shown that you can? Because you can't really
pull that
up.
No, she can get the body when she steals the face.
No, what?
No, we get
like
Kate.
No, I'm saying like face. That. That body's long gone.
No, my point being, don't you have to have the face in order to use that form?
I understand.
Yeah.
I'm
just thinking a lot today. Jeez.
But yeah, like holy crap, that's a. that letter that she found, that's like a season one thing.
It was a callback to season one.
Like, come on, I had to pause it.
We
paused it
of
too.
Of course.
It's the letter that they made, made her write to send to Robb Stark saying, like, hey, our father was a traitor and
but
shit like that.
Come on, wasn't Arya smart? Wouldn't she know she obviously wrote that being fucking threatened? I mean, Jesus Christ.
Right, but this is the problem of them being separated. She still remembers when Sansa was legitimately a little bitch.
You're right.
Like, she actually was a little bitch. And that's the last time they hung out.
Yeah, and her fucking lines were very, like, cold. She's like, you know what you've always wanted. You're thinking it right now. You know, that's the fucking cold.
Why'd you let them talk to you like that? Why don't you kill them? It's like, that was like fucking okay. She's like, yeah, we need allies. Yeah.
I guess.
But if you kill them,
I mean,
you
in some ways, Arya was right, too, though, there. Like, I mean, there's a bit of truth to both sides.
That's
there's,
the thing. It's as cold. It's cold like when you call Dave Two out on being a chameleon. That's kind. That kind of cold.
Yeah, cold-hearted man. I just say it like it is.
I'm a cold-hearted snake.
Out of everything that happened, like the part that I liked the best was the Samwell Gilly scenes where he's "Do you know how many steps are in there?" And she talked to, and he's like, "Who? What does annulment mean?" And he's like, "This." What is Rhaegar annulled from his prince, the queen?
Come on.
That actually bugs the shit out of me, too.
Me too.
Like, not in the sense that it was a bad scene, but in the sense of, like, he was so close to something important, but missed it. Like, it's that kind of, like, you know,
what
it's
are you
like,
talking about? You know he stole how many fucking scrolls and books and shit?
Yeah, at random it looked like. He's like, I'll take this one.
I was
random. Other than the scrolls, I think the books were not random, but the scrolls might have been.
But that makes it so, like, John wasn't just the son of, you know, the son of this guy. He was a legitimate son of this guy because they got married. So that changes, like, the whole dynamic. I thought that was...
Yeah, that means that he should be the rightful king.
Yes.
Right.
If you believe that the Targaryens should remain
through
the
natural
ruling.
Hierarchy. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which is huge.
It's huge.
Right.
Because the Daenerys would be like, ooh, I guess, you know, about all that stuff I said about, you know, rightful ruler and shit.
Right. So that's
I can't
huge.
Really
not
deny
can,
it now.
Not only can Bran give you the information about what he saw, you can have like a secondary form of information that backs up that claim.
Sure.
Which is good. And I just like that scene. I just like it. He was so like pissed at all those maesters when they were just like, what probably happened is one of somebody's crazy, you know?
Yeah.
So where's Sam going?
Sam's going. Fine.
I think he's going to the wall.
I think he's going to the wall.
Is he the only heir to the House Tyrell?
Yep. That we know of.
See, so, also, I think
Tarly.
If... Yeah, Tarly. Yes.
Tarly, I'm sorry.
So, I think if the wall is ever destroyed and the Night Watch disbanded, his claim to his house comes back. Because you renounce your claims and stuff to your houses when you join the Black.
That's right, you do. Yeah. So, actually, technically, there is one. Yeah, okay. I don't know.
But
there's
so,
still the rule of like the sort of they get loose on the rules. Like
they do.
You can denounce your throne you can just like be strong and yell a lot and all of a sudden they're like, alright.
Yeah,
well,
Jon Snow's the king of the north. I mean, he technically did the exact same thing. So.
Right.
So hey, the wall that keeps the fucking undead north of the wall, is that a magical effect or is that just because there's a giant fucking wall in the way?
It's
a lot of
teeth. Supposedly it's both. Yeah. It was built by like Bran the Builder, founder of House Stark, the giants and the children of the forest. They built it and used magic.
Just call them elves.
It's elves. But they built it and they used magic to make sure that it would never ever thaw, even on the even in the longest of summers.
Okay.
So, it's magic ice. It's like the perfect ice. So you could keep it in your drink and it will never ever.
That's beautiful.
Right.
Okay.
It cracked a little off. I wonder if it kept its magic.
It just this is eventually there's a giant hole in it because so many tourists come and take.
Yeah. Right. They keep their drinks cool.
And they put it up on the wall because they don't have Valyrian steel. They're just all like, and that's our piece of the wall right there.
And there'll be a sign that says like, please respect the wall. So other visitors can enjoy. Do not take pieces home. It is a federal offense.
Right. You can buy replica pieces of the wall in the gift shop.
That doesn't keep your fucking shit cold in Doran, though. That
would be awesome.
Okay, more Game of Thrones. Anything else, or should we move on? It's a lot.
Yeah, I think it's...
Let me see if we missed anything.
It's been a good year.
Yeah, I think we're good, Ryan.
Okay, next episode seems fun. We'll see how it goes. I think several people will die. Be sad.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, honestly. But I am fucking looking forward to a giant flaming sword, let me tell you. Oh my, I've been waiting all season for this fucking giant flaming sword.
Right. They're like, how do you do that? And you just got like a pipe running up there that has gas.
Goes to like a flame, a fucking tank in his back. I gotta tell you though, I'm a little bit disappointed, you guys. I went ahead and made this amazing animation for A Spell Too Far, which is a fucking clip of 30 minutes of us talking about.
I watched it.
Spell, and nobody commented it on it at all.
I watched it.
I saw it too, just recently on my Facebook or my not Facebook on my YouTube. It was pretty.
Oh, it's amazing.
Stick figure-ish.
I have not been home.
It was up last Wednesday.
It was up like a long time ago, Adam. So stop with that excuses.
I don't use the internet.
But I do sound that's like a nerd one. When I hear my voice. I'm like, man, who's that guy who's all geeky but knowledgeable and with good perspectives?
That's what I sound like, Dave.
That's what I sound like?
Or here.
Those are spells going off, damn
it. It reminds me of the graphics of Scorched Earth back in the day, like, because you had the realistic cave pictures, and then the cheesy art in front of it was like Scorched Earth, where they had like the mountains, like the perfect, you know, vector mountains, and then they had these tiny tanks that were shooting like little pixelated bullets and shit. You know what I'm talking about? You remember that?
Yes,
shit?
Exactly. I know, but that was really funny. Mm. So, is everyone ready for Monday? The eclipse?
Total eclipse.
Oh, man.
We gotta do to be ready.
There's a lot of shit to do. So much to do.
There's like, you gotta get your stuff ready. Adam, you know what we're using at
work?
It's
supposed to rain here on Monday, too.
But, yeah, you know what we're using instead of them glasses? We are using our welding helmets.
Good idea.
I could stare at the sun all day.
Let me ask you a question. Actually, say two things about this. One, I know people who are like going to the place that has the most chance of being clear on that on the path for this thing. It's a big thing. It doesn't happen very often. It's kind of cool.
One of the airlines is doing flights from Minneapolis to Nebraska. Mm. So you leave at 9 o'clock in the morning.
That's
Monday.
It's cool. A good idea.
And you'll be back by 6:30.
Nah, we should do that. Number two, if you stare like at an eclipse. Like, if you stare at the sun, you're going to go black, correct? But if you stare at an eclipse, it's easier because there's a big thing in there, but it's going to hurt your eyes a lot. You're going to damage your eyes.
Yes.
If you stare at an eclipse in a video of an eclipse, are you going to hurt your eyes?
I don't think so.
Why?
Because the videos don't have the same, you know, power.
Sure they do. They fucking power just like anything else, through electricity.
Well, I think the sun does not have electricity. The sun actually produces things through like fusion, not electricity.
Right. I meant they power everything, much like everything else gets power. Not the sun.
Wait a minute, Ryan. What about that? What about the movie The Ring? Like the videotape had the power.
Mm-hmm. And wait, how do you know that the sun's just not plugged in up there? You haven't been up there. It could not be fusion. It might just be plugged
true.
In. Fuck you.
Right.
And how do you know?
They actually were looking directly at the sun in that movie, by the way. So that's why it had the power. Because they had like a screen that they were viewing it through that was like a transparent thing. Not a retransmission with like, you know, LEDs or some shit.
Do any of you have plans? I have some plans. Do any of you have plans for this?
I have a soccer game, and I'm imagining this is it's my playoff soccer game, and I'm hoping like somehow like Eclipse Power will make it so that I do. Yeah.
Is it outside?
Well, work? No. What time is Eclipse go till?
It's full. It's like full in the afternoon. Is at 2:06.
Oh yeah. No, my game's at 6:30. I still want to have like a super bicycle kick that can only happen to me when I like get the power of the Eclipse.
I'm imagining like you playing soccer and then the fucking it goes dark and you guys are like, what the fuck? So then you have to like kill somebody, cut off their head and play with their head because it's an omen and you got to finish Aztec style. That's what needs to happen.
I'm down with that. That's
but cool. It's your head. So Royal Caribbean has. A total eclipse cruise that is parking their ship right they're parking yeah well I'm saying they're that is what I'm getting to they're parking their ship at the prime location that it happens, and at the moment of the full eclipse Bonnie Tyler will perform Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That was awesome.
Like this is like a straight up like this is like shit doesn't happen like this since 1979. It just happens one other time in our life.
And the
fact that like they got this shit done, they're like, you know what? This is why we got this.
Yeah, I'm taking the day off work. I'm going to look for eclipses. I think it'd be cool. I'm going to videotape it.
Like more than one. Yep. You're like, there's one. You're just going to hold things in front of things.
Well, the whole trajectory. I'd like to videotape it. I'd like to get my shit set up in what do you call it? The thing that's
time lapse.
So it records the whole thing in time lapse. I think it'd be neat. I'd like to get a selfie with the eclipse. I'm not going to lie.
We are. We're having like a potluck at work with space themed things.
Are you seriously doing that?
Oh, fuck yeah, we are.
That's awesome. Your work moves up ahead of Ryan's work right now in awesomeness.
So it's all like some star crunches, some star bursts. I'm going to make meteors, which are going to be just meatballs. I changed the word to meat.
I would also suggest some moon pies to put in front of the star crunch.
We are having.
You have to together.
People are bringing in sun-kissed. Basically anything with any kind of galactic or galaxy named word, we'll try it. We'll be there. So
you gotta watch Galaxy Quest.
We're gonna watch TV at work.
You have to have like the sun kissed or no something with the star with the like a starburst or something, and then with a moon pie, and it's got to be the eclipse food that you eat together. Right. It's amazing.
And as much as like we tried to HR, we're like, you know what? I was like, oh man, we should drink Coronas, and they were like. And they were like, yeah.
Because Vin Diesel's going to be there?
No, because
Corona. I'm just joking.
That's the best part.
I'm making a Vin Diesel reference.
Yeah, I know, but it would be cool if Vin Diesel was like, hey, they're not friends, they're family. And I'm like, what does this have to do with anything?
The star and the moon are family. Although, yeah, to be accurate, you'd have to take one of your things and then go put the other thing 93,000 miles away, and then that wouldn't be really good. So, yeah, don't do that.
So I thought that was a.
That's cool.
What kind of eyewear do you need to be safe about viewing the thing?
You don't need anything. Just look at it.
I don't think that's true.
Ryan. Step outside the business.
What's going to happen? You're going to go blind.
Well, I mean, worst case you go blind, but like more practically, it'll just like be hard to see, so you won't be able. You know, like you'll have spots, and you go like, "Fuck!" Well, I can't really look at it.
No,
like how old school do you want to go? Put a hole on a piece of cardboard.
Yeah, but that's stupid.
Oh, is that the old school way?
No, you got to do a reverse image.
Yeah, you hold it up so it's shining down through, and you can see it
on another piece of cardboard. So you have your cardboard, put a hole in it, and then it's like a pinhole camera.
Yes.
Yep. There you go, baby. That link's for you. You're welcome.
Good luck getting it by Monday.
It's Amazon Prime. It'll be here in one day.
Right. Adam, I totally saw that too. Like someone made the Eclipse Elemental. Like all the stat block. It only lives for 2 minutes, but it does a lot of stuff.
It's a D&D. So there's a D&D spell that somebody made up.
A creature. Eclipse Elemental.
It's a creature.
It's a creature.
CR6.
It's funny, it's CR6, but it can cast 8th level spells.
Holy shit, these are expensive. They're ripping you off. These are like, these glasses are fucking, like, super cheap, like, paper things.
But it's a 4-pack.
But it's $50 for a 4-pack.
I know.
Like,
of course.
There's a whole bunch of them out
like,
there.
Approximately $50 on that. In profit. Because it costs them like 2 cents to make that, I'm sure.
This is cool. I like it. Shadow Snakes. Wait, right? It recharges after a long rest, but only lives for 2 minutes.
Right. Like, Ryan, if you want to buy some, you can buy some welding goggles that are $15.
Which, true. I like to point out, are more expensive than these things.
That's true.
But you could use them to weld.
But these you can use to eclipse. So, it's kind of like a toss-up, right? Mm-hmm. It depends on what you're going to weld. If you're going to weld as much as you watch eclipses, it's about the same.
Well, the next one was not going to be until 44, one that crosses the country.
Pretty much the same time I'll weld. So,
I've welded. Yeah, it's awesome.
That's because you are Adam. You love to weld.
Well, we can teach you how to weld. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, it is.
Basically, get something really hot, and you put it onto something else that's really hot.
I didn't think I didn't know how to. I don't want to. What, Adam?
Oh. What's going nothing. On? A spider just crawled across my desk.
Adam, I just determined my next Tuesday event. Welding.
Cool. And
then Chris will be like, I don't want to weld. I'm like, but it's
no,
Tuesday.
Do it at my place. Give me a chance to set up the fucking forge that I've been delaying on.
Right. And see, we'll weld multiple pieces of metal together.
Sure. Let's do
and
it,
then,
baby.
Then we'll just bang it. Let's do and then we'll like stretch it out to a sword and we'll call it a Valerian. We'll make a Valerian steel. Also known as stainless steel.
I said it's like stainless steel.
I should actually probably take the rest of the week off and then set up the forge and build a sword during the eclipse and put like blood into it because it'll be the eclipse sword.
Oh,
and it'll be special
go.
Powers made of moon and sun combos. Yeah, that's fucking good shit. It's D&D right. Shit right there.
That is straight D&D shit.
It's the eclipse sword.
It's like, right, exactly. It's all like it's a sword that only can be created. Magic items that can only be created during an eclipse. So, like, once every 40 years, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So.
So the.
You keep
the Dota.
So, not talking.
The Dota 2 International, yeah. Like, the big tournament for Dota happened, last weekend and stuff like that. And while this tournament was going on, Elon Musk's OpenAI actually beat a human playing Dota for the first time ever. So.
Beat a pro.
Beat a pro, yes.
And beat a good pro, you know what I mean?
Not yeah. Just... he beat Denny.
Not some piece of shit pro like fucking yeah, Cutie like... Pie. He's fucking in a real pro.
Well, you know, like, he didn't beat, like, a pro. Like, he didn't play, like, 1,000 pros and one of them got unlucky one game. Like, it dominated a pro. It's
that's
pretty
cool.
Impressive.
But Ryan, did you see, like, the first words that the guy said? OpenAI is a safe AI. That was, like, the first thing he said. It's like, safe AI.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. That is interesting how they're worried about people freaking out about that. That's pretty funny.
It's too smart. It can beat us in games now. it was cool that they had him play itself over and over and over and over until it got really good. So
that's interesting.
Yeah. It was really cool. I watched the video and they had Day 9. Commentating at the end, which was extra cool because he's a pimp. But it was cool that the AIs fought each other continuously, and the guy said basically they'd spot any hole, any tiny mistake you make, it knew how to exploit it like instantly. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool shit.
Well said, Ryan. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool shit.
I mean, there's not much more. We can go deep into the technology, but for the you're most right. part, it's just pretty cool that it can play itself for a really long time without taking a break. And as it does it, it just says, that didn't work. Let's try something new continuously until it's awesome.
What is Day 9 still? What does he play these days? Anything good or just stupid stuff?
I don't keep track of him that much. I think he plays a lot of Hearthstone, but he used
actually,
to anyway.
Actually, because of StarCraft 1 getting like the they went back and remastered it with 4K graphics and all this stuff like that. Like him and a bunch of other of the casters for StarCraft have been doing like a two day stream.
StarCraft is what he used to do, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so I think we should get Day 9 and Warren Moon to play during the eclipse, StarCraft, and then we'll have an awesome.
Oh, bad.
Warren Moon, you don't understand. Warren Moon, my player.
Oh, I know who Warren Moon is.
thanks, buddy.
All right, I don't like Day 9. I think he's overrated.
I like him that he is not the best. but he was always good at teaching. I thought he was a pretty good teacher.
The best thing I like about Day 9 is when he does things, he learns, he tries to learn a game with a pro. They're like, all right, teach me how to play Dota. And so he'll stream himself trying to learn Dota with a pro teaching him. And he sucks, but he's, you know, because it's the first time playing, or he's not good at it, but he gets better. That's the only thing good about Day 9.
Yeah.
He's also happy.
Good old Day 9.
He's happy.
But he's like, oh, it's been 5 minutes, got to take a commercial. It's like he's an old man with the bladder of an infant. He's like,
right, it's true. That is true, Ryan.
I haven't watched him in like
he does pee a lot.
5 years, so.
Sure you haven't. Okay, anything else?
Dave, what do you got on the pop culture stuff?
I didn't put anything up there, but Adam was creaming his pants when he found out that they're making a Obi-Wan Kenobi movie, officially.
Obi-Wan's not my favorite guy, though.
Who is your favorite guy in the Star Wars universe?
Chewbacca, obviously.
Interesting. That's an interesting interesting answer. Ryan, what about you? Who's your favorite guy in the Star Wars universe?
Ryan?
Ryan's looking at the ceiling.
I
don't
know. I think he farted.
He's trying to
He's doing a smell the fart acting out.
Okay, so the question's open to everybody. Anybody? Who's your favorite guy in the Star Wars universe?
Han Solo.
Obi-Wan's like an old wizard, so I kind of like the old wizard.
You know, he's high on my list. It's interesting you say that. I think he's pretty high on my list. I used to like Han Solo, then he got old and started mumbling through his movies.
Well, okay, so the question would be, are you talking Obi-Wan Episode 4, or are you talking McGregor?
All Obi-Wan. Episode 1, 4, 6, 12, all of them. They're all one character.
Yeah.
So what's this movie supposed to be about? Do we know?
I don't know yet.
That's my answer.
I'm going with yoga.
It was like 5 minutes of yoga.
Yoga? Did I say yoga?
He doesn't even know the name of the guy. He said yoga.
Yoda,
I love yoga.
It came out wrong.
Try as you may.
I remember the thing that did it for me was when he actually, movies. Like, I actually liked, one of the things I actually liked about the new movies was when Yoda did his fucking backflip crazy shit and showed how he was a badass, that was cool. That was really cool.
No shit. We were all looking forward to it. We're like, he walks up with his cane and he's like, when he started doing backflips and shit. It's awesome.
Right. But Obi-Wan. That's not a name I haven't heard in a long time.
And he learned how to cheat death, basically. So he just walks around as a spirit, doing nothing really. Like, what's he doing? Watch people have sex? He's like,
hanging out.
Yeah. Do that. Use the force. Use the force.
A close second is Lando. Lando's fucking...
I agree with that.
Lando's pretty good. I'm going to reserve judgment until I see the standalone. Then I'll let you know how I feel about Lando.
The standalone's going to be awesome.
I feel like it might make me not like him as much. I feel it might.
Really?
Yeah.
But come on, Lando totally blew up the second Death Star. That shit's fucking good.
That's true. He's a cheat and a swindler, though.
Right. He's a scoundrel.
Right. I like scoundrel. I don't like scoundrel. I like nice men.
Ryan, quote some lines from Star Wars.
I will not.
I will not.
I'm looking for glasses. Does Cole have them? Ask Tiffany if she thinks
Cole's got them. Looking for glasses.
They don't have them. They don't have them.
Well, I paid $50 for a bunch of paper things. Ridiculous,
you need one.
Chris.
You need one each for your fucking family. They come in packs of four. It seems perfect. $44. Damn, bam.
Make it a
goddamn thingy. Make it an event. Go with your kids and watch the eclipse at 2:00.
Ryan's gonna have to tape them to the kids' heads because he doesn't trust that they're not gonna look at the sun.
I'm good
safety
with
first, kids.
An event. I just would prefer to have less crappy glasses for that price. That's all I was looking for.
Crappy. These have American flags on the side.
And like little sun pictures in paper. They're like,
you could go to the theater and get some 3D glasses and watch it in 3D.
Oh, jeez.
I'm interested.
There are going to be people that have eye damage guaranteed from making dumb choices.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, guaranteed. It's going to be me.
So Netflix is making Good Omens. We knew about that, you know, a few months ago. But they have
what?
Good Omens. Do you know the book?
No.
Okay, Good Omens, basically, the book is, it's Terry Pratchett, you know, of,
Good Omens, okay, sure.
Yeah, and yeah. Neil Gaiman, basically, it's a comedy about, you know, the end times and stuff like that. But they've cast the main characters, the angel, and the demon, who like living on Earth and want to sabotage, like, the apocalypse because they like it so much. But so they've cast Michael Sheen and everyone's favorite doctor, well, me and Chris's favorite doctor, David Tennant.
Who's Michael Sheen?
He's my favorite.
Michael Sheen is, like, he was in Passengers as the robot guy.
Okay,
and,
I just watched that last night, so I know what
you're doing. Yeah, I know, because you asked about Passengers the other night, and I was like, that's what I figured it was going
to
be.
Well, oddly enough, I hadn't watched it when I asked you. It was just queued up for me to watch, so I watched it last night. And you told me you was okay, but you didn't like the ending?
Yeah.
It's like spot on. I was like, they did a real good job trying to build this universe, and then they ended it stupidly. They're like, there's a fucking tree, now there's many trees. We live, the end, bam. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right.
You guys didn't want to, you didn't tell me more. Like, you decided not to have kids, you just decided to fucking die, you didn't try for 90 years, you didn't try to do, fuck you, movie, fuck you.
Right.
Alright, the end.
But, so I think that's pretty good casting. I think it'll be two really good actors that'll be fun and be able to, you know, have a really good time in a really funny book. So.
Okay. It's not high on my list, but it's up there. We only got a few days before fucking goddamn Defenders comes out, huh?
It's tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yep.
Holy shit, is it tomorrow? I thought it was the 19th. Yep. It's tomorrow.
No, 18th. Tomorrow.
Oh my god, that's fucking awesome. I'm going to watch them. I'm going to watch one.
I know.
I'm going to watch one. Actually, I got to finish watching Preacher. God damn it. See? Ugh, too many things to do.
Yeah, Preacher is escalating very nicely.
I'm a few episodes behind.
I think we're one behind. Three.
Yeah, it has got a nice consistent ramp up to craziness. To crazy town.
Crazy town.
But other than that, I don't have a ton of other things that happen. I mean, we are on the cusp of a lot of cool things happening.
Yeah.
Like the Defenders. Like, I probably won't get like through the whole thing. But
it's only eight episodes.
I'll get through maybe one or maybe two episodes because I like taking my time and watching it with Amy, and we never get a chance to do that. So, but it'll be interesting. So, okay.
Yep.
Ryan, what about you? Any words of wisdom?
I got nothing. Buy your glasses now. They're almost sold out everywhere, according to the interwebs.
Damn. And he can swing it, too. That's fucking good shit.
And he can swing it, too.
Alright, cool. We'll leave then. GeeksNextDoorFTW@gmail.com is our email address. GeeksNextDoor@Facebook is our Facebook address. www.patreon.com/expensivesciencebaby is our Patreon page. Help us pay for some hosting.
Wait a minute.
And that's it. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy your eclipse.
Close it up.
Total eclipse of the heart.